Thanks for everything. Now do more, please. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. As the Russian military continues its assault on towns and cities in Ukraine, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky speaks to Congress this morning.
Every member of the House and Senate has been invited to an auditorium here in the Capitol complex to see a video address by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who's expected to make another appeal for increased military assistance.
Well, my guess is that everything he's going to request is something we ought to be doing.
But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that would stop short of a no-fly zone. Enforcement would require U.S. pilots to engage with Russian aircraft.
There are a lot of weapons that are extremely effective in controlling the air.
Zelensky has asked for additional fighter jets. The Pentagon has raised concerns about a Polish offer to transfer a fleet of Soviet-era MiGs. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A bus carrying college golfers collides head-on with a pickup truck in Texas.
The accident caused multiple fatalities, including that of Tyler James, the coach of the men's and women's golf teams at the University of the Southwest, which is a private Christian school located in Hobbs, New Mexico. School president Quint Thurman said, "We are still learning the details about the accident, but we are devastated and deeply saddened to learn about the loss of our students' lives and their coach." Returning from a tournament in West Texas, members of the men's and women's golf teams were traveling in a 17-passenger bus when it collided with a Ford F-150 truck.
Fox's Jared Max. Retail sales rose 0.3% last month. That's weaker than most economists expected, and a big slowdown from the 4.9% increase in January. Moving into inflation fighting mode, the first interest rate hike since 2018, a quarter percentage point, is expected to be announced today by the Federal Reserve Bank. That rate hike flows through higher interest on credit cards, mortgages, and other loans. Some of those rates have already moved higher, though, with the Fed hike coming. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The body of a little girl found in Arizona in 1960s identified as a girl who was kidnapped and disappeared. Stephanie Bennett with Fox 10 Phoenix.
For six decades, she was referred to as Little Miss Nobody. But now we can finally say her name, 4-year-old Shannon Lee Gallegos. Monsi Hodrea is her niece.
Of course she was somebody. And now to be able to put a name on that gravestone or wherever she's going to rest ultimately is huge.
Sharon was kidnapped on July 21st, 1960 in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Her burned remains were discovered partially buried in a wash in Congress, Arizona. Law enforcement looked into the possible connection at the time, but to no avail. Now, more than 60 years later, through DNA testing, the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office was finally able to make the connection.
There's never been an arrest, and what we now know is the same case. Indiana and Texas Southern advanced to the field of 64 in the men's college basketball tournament. Two more games today determine the final two teams to advance, Wright State or Bryan and Notre Dame or Rutgers. The women's tournament gets going today.
For the first time ever, the women's bracket fielding 68 teams, meaning four first four matchups just like their male counterparts. First up in Columbia, South Carolina today, the MEAC champs from Howard will take on the Southland champs Incarnate Word. Winner will be the 16th seed in the Greensboro region of the women's bracket and take on the top seed South Carolina Gamecocks on Friday in the round of 64. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Eastern. That's followed by a matchup in Ames, Iowa as Dayton and DePaul square off for the 11th seed in the Greensboro region. The winner will take on 6th seed Georgia in first round action Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Organizers of the French Open tennis tournament say Novak Djokovic will be allowed to compete unvaccinated against COVID-19 as long as the coronavirus situation in France stays stable. He was deported from Australia after a legal fight in January. He's won the French Open twice and has a total of 20 major titles, one short of Rafael Nadal's record. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.